It's 8:45, time now for the WXXI Business Report. News director Randy Gorman is here. Good morning, Randy. Talking about a new survey on job growth and wages at small and medium-sized businesses.
Yes, Beth, we like to keep track of this with our friends over at Paychex, of course. That is the core of their business, and they put out a national survey of their clients every month, as you say, representing small and medium-sized businesses. It has showed a small decline in job growth in recent months, really more of a leveling off, and now we're starting to see the same thing with wage growth, at least as far as November is concerned. Paychex Vice President Frank Fiorelli says what's been happening in terms of employment and wages is pretty typical in a normal business cycle. He says at this point in the cycle, larger companies may be adding jobs while the smaller companies are holding steady. He says even with the tax reform plan now moving through Congress, owners of small and medium-sized businesses likely want a clearer picture on how it will affect them before they start adding more staff.
People are still frozen, just kind of waiting to see what happens on that. So I think that's another kind of big driver that's really causing small to medium-sized businesses just kind of hesitate to add that extra one or two people until that kind of comes out and is finalized.
The report also says the southern U.S. is showing a solid small business employment growth, and the Northeast also saw some gains. Well, some behind-the-scenes goings-on now at Xerox. We just received word this morning about some changes in the board of directors, and it'll be interesting to see if we get a shareholder fight over this next year. Jonathan Christodoro, he's a former managing director with Icon Capital, the investor, Carl Icahn, the activist investor, had him placed on that board. Well, he's resigned from the board now and ordered to allow Icahn and his affiliated funds to submit new nominations for the board of directors next year. And in fact, Christodoro says he would be part of this new slate of four people to get on the Xerox board. Of course, Icahn has been a big investor, has a major stake in Xerox, also in Conduent. He's supposed to get some more board seats there as well. Xerox said in their statement today that their board's corporate governance committee will review the candidates and make a formal recommendation when they file their proxy statement. That'll happen sometime next year. We don't have a date yet on the annual meeting, and we should get some more info on that today. If we do, of course, we'll have that on air and online at WXXINews.org. Also in the corporate world, in terms of mergers and acquisitions, ERT, a global data and technology company which specializes in clinical services, has acquired Rochester-based iCardiac Technologies. iCardiac is based in Brighton. They're also involved in clinical trials. The CEO of ERT says the two companies are a natural fit. Alex Zipisoshny, who is iCardiac's president and CEO, will join ERT's executive team to lead that company's cardiac safety business. Officials with ERT told us they are not yet ready to provide additional details about what the acquisition will mean for the Rochester employees. And researchers at RIT have developed a new smartphone app that allows users to measure the actual download speeds of cellular providers and compare results in the specific geographic area. The new app is called RIT Cellular Metrics. It is free and available through either Google Play for Android devices, actually just for Android devices right now. RIT says the app does not collect any personal information, unlike some other apps on the market.
I'm not sure I want to find out how slow my speed is at home. It's pretty...
My blood pressure goes up when I start
turtle-like,
looking
yeah.
at those numbers. I kind of ignore them for a while. Yeah.
Exactly. Randy Gorman, WXXI News Director, with our business report, as we hear most Mondays at this time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.